Welcome to the podcast. Here we explore ambition, well-being, and impact, and we dive deep under the surface level tactics so that you can build a freedom-focused business on your terms. Hi, I'm your host, Annalise Warne, an agency CEO, business strategist, and coach, as well as a wife and homeschooling, traveling mama of four little ones. Stay tuned for conversations with inspirational business leaders, as well as practical marketing and leadership strategies that you can action right away. So, let's get into it. Hello, hello, welcome. Welcome to the podcast. This is our first episode. Welcome to my couch. If you're on video, this is my office and this is an impromptu recording. Makeup free and all. So, what I wanted to talk about today is a little bit about the change of why we've moved from Mum Style Business to the podcast with Annalise Warne and a little bit about where we're going from here. Now, mostly the change is about really, for one, I know we have listeners that are not mothers, and so I don't want that to be a barrier for clients. I don't want that to be a barrier for you, for anyone who wants to listen, because everyone is welcome. And second is it reflects my journey, right? I started this podcast in 2019. It was Business Mamas, and then we moved to Mum Style Business, and now we have the podcast. And my philosophy with starting anything, testing anything, is quick and dirty, big and perfect action, like get something together, get it out there. None of this overthinking with names and branding and all of that, because if the messaging doesn't resonate, you're wasting your time. People will be drawn to the messaging, the name. You could be called, you know, banana pie. It doesn't actually matter what you're called to test something. And so that refining process was something to do with that, you know, related to my journey of just getting something started and refining myself and my message and my business over time, but also a reflection of my actual business journey. So I started my business in 2017 to spend more time with my family. That is why I started. I wanted to work from home. Pre-COVID, pre all of that, I was moving to a regional town and I didn't want to commute to the city. I knew that if I wanted the income I wanted, I had to work from home. And so that's why I started my business. But the thing about that is that once your needs are met, right, when we have a need, we look inward and we are, you know, we're focused on ourselves and meeting that need and meeting that immediate goal, plugging the holes, you know, however you would like to kind of term that. And once our needs are met, we can look outwards again, right? And when the cup is filled, we have overflow to give out to others. We have more than we need. And that was definitely the case for me. I started so I could work from home. I managed to do that. I then was able to bring my husband home from working so that he could be a stay-at-home dad. And we were able to build our dream home by the beach, like all of that. And so we really began to then use the business as a driver for impact. And we do that, of course, in the transformational work of coaching and helping people build businesses. But also in every invoice that is paid, we send a child to school. We partner with B1G1 and we have a giving model, a one-for-one giving model inside of every invoice that is paid. It's a month of schooling. So in addition to that, we also do pro bono marketing for three different charities every year, and we give a percentage of our profit to charity. So all of that to say, the business moved from me wanting to stay home with my kids, being very insular and me focused, which is where we need to start, to being more broadly, outwardly focused on impact and the ripple effect, because I believe that I am blessed to be a blessing and to pass that on, right? We are here to circulate and to make a difference and to improve things and to make a footprint that leaves things better off. I think that we all have that innate desire. There are things we're passionate about. There are things that make us angry that we want to change, that we know that we want to impact, but we can't do that when we are looking inwards and trying to meet our own immediate needs. And that's just the natural process. And the name of the podcast and is a reflection of that, plus my own growth. And so what the message that I really want to drive home is really the same one that I have been for all of this time, but just I believe it's now more clearly defined. So, of course, ambition and being true to that ambition as a woman and as a mother is totally fine. It's what you're here to do, right? We aren't just born, we're not here to just only be mothers. Like, yes, if you want to be a stay-at-home mother and you really want to like immerse yourself in that experience while they're at home and all of that, amazing, that's beautiful. I couldn't do it, right? I thought I wanted to be a stay-at-home mother. I think I don't I've probably told this story before. I was meant to be a stay-at-home mother. That was the plan. And I lasted about 6 months with my first, and I was like screaming for it. I was like, I need to work. Like, and I've never worked full time in terms of full time for somebody else, but I couldn't be a stay-at-home mother. I wasn't fulfilling enough. I wasn't my best self being a stay-at-home mother and only doing that. So I don't want anyone to feel any guilt around that. And I know that we do. And I, for a time, felt guilty around, what wanting more than just being home with my children. And so I think we can normalize the fact that it is okay and amazing and just as beautiful to choose a different path and to pursue ambition simultaneously alongside motherhood. Like most of you will probably know, I have four children. We're homeschooling. I do half of it. My husband ha does half of it, and as in, like, a few days a week. And that combination works really well for us, for both of us. And that's okay. Like, we found the right rhythm for us, and that doesn't mean it's going to be the same for you. Like, it doesn't. There's no right or wrong, right? The right thing is to find something that allows you to show up as the person you want to show up wherever you are. That's the right thing. And if that means that you work full time and your kids are in care, that's the right thing for you. And if it means you're a full-time mother, amazing, that's the right thing for you. And we're all unique and beautiful and different. And so whatever that calling is, whatever is aligned, whatever seems true, follow that. Like, you will know. You will know. Something will feel not quite right when you think about something or make decisions or go to make decisions or go to plan. They'll be like, just like something. If you can listen to that feeling in your gut, you will know. And your brain might try to logically explain it away to something else, but don't listen to the brain. Like, listen to the heart and the gut, like, area first, and wherever you can, make decisions in alignment towards that. Like, yes, maybe you can't make immediate changes in things in business and life and to go after what is perfectly in alignment. Sometimes that's a transition. And the point is, honor that calling, honor those dreams that are on your mind and in your heart, because those dreams, those big scary goals, that thing that you want, that thing that you desire, that thing that you are called towards is there for a reason. And that ambition, don't water that down. Don't set those goals in alignment with what you can achieve, right? If you have a dream, it is there for a reason, and you are capable of so much more than you think. We are capable of so much more than we think. So maybe we don't know the way, but we can take that first step. And there's always a first step that we can take. If you don't know what that is, get in touch with me. Let's book a call. I do a free 15-minute strategy session. So if you don't know what that next step is, but you have this longing, this dream, this idea, this spark of excitement, follow it. And it doesn't mean that you cannot be a loving, nurturing, calm, joyful mother alongside that. It doesn't mean that. You can be both, and you will show up as a better mother if you are getting your own needs met. You will, right? It's just about being intentional and having that quality time. And that is what made me feel not guilty about this whole process when I, back 10 years ago, when I was literally exactly 10 years ago, when I was going, I can't be a stay-at-home mother. Oh my goodness. And I realized that when I went away and did that part-time job, I came back, and the days that I was with my daughter and the nights that I was with my daughter, I was better. She was getting the best of me. She wasn't getting this tired, grumpy version that wasn't, depleted mother. So that's, you can be both. They are not either or, you can be both. And your child will love wherever they are and learn from wherever they are. And in the midst of that, related to that, so closely related to that, and so deeply, something I'm so deeply, deeply passionate about is well-being. You do not need on this journey to sacrifice your well-being. You can take care of yourself as well as pursue your passions and be a great mother. You can do those things. It doesn't mean that you need to, like, maybe it doesn't look like right now spending an hour in the gym every day, but that doesn't have to look like that. You can make time for your friends. You can, and it doesn't have to be money dependent. Invite a girlfriend over, like, go for a walk with a girlfriend, get the two in one, right? It doesn't, you can make it work. It's just, what pieces need to go, like what puzzle pieces need to go in the puzzle. It's just about moving them around and figuring out how they can fit. And every stage in life, it's going to look a little bit different. If you've got tiny, like you've got a newborn at home, it's going to look really different, right? Maybe the only exercise you're getting is why they're on their playtime and you're literally like squatting over them or push-upping with, using the baby as exercise. And as they get older, that can look different. And as they're out of the house, that's going to look different, right? But you can fit it in. There is no reason why you cannot look after yourself and find a tiny bit of time for yourself, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes, like in the bath when they're asleep, meditating in the morning before they wake up. Like you can carve out that time, but you might have to carve it, right? You might have to carve it. No one's going to hand it to you. You're going to have to find it and claim it and like uphold those boundaries, because no one is going to uphold those boundaries for you. You have to say, this is what I need. Like, this is the support that I need, or this is what I'm going to do. This is the time I'm taking for myself. It's worth it, because you're not going to be your best self without looking after yourself. Right, this is the foundation of everything. If you are well, and then everything that you do is going to get the best of you, so you're going to get the best of everything. If you are depleted, then your those the overflow isn't there, right? The everything is going to struggle, everything down the line of the river, right? If the river's healthy, everything along the riverbed is healthy. If the river's not healthy, the river everything along the riverbed is not healthy. So I don't know a lot about rivers, so if there's some holes in my analogy there, please forgive me. And through that all, that ambition, I believe that that ambition on your heart is linked to impact, right? I I truly believe that if that has been given to you, it is there for a purpose and that that is going to make a difference, either in the actual work that you're doing or the profit that you get from doing the thing, you are going to use that for good. If I truly believe that that calling is there for a reason, and really think about the impact that that can make. And it doesn't have to be some, massive big, like, oh my gosh, I'm going to donate millions of dollars every year to charity. Like, it can start so much smaller than that, and it doesn't mean it's less impactful. Like, think about the seed from a massive tree, right? If you're planting tiny seeds, you don't know what that is going to create. And each of us are here to do something different, right? Every body part that has a different like purpose, but it doesn't mean that like your fingernail is less important than your brain. You actually need both of those things. And so we really need everyone to do whatever they're here to do in whatever way that they feel called to do it, because the world is so diverse and unique and incredible because of the people that are here. And so we're all here to do something different. So please don't compare yourself. Don't compare yourself. Don't look at what society is doing. Don't look at what everyone is doing. Really try and shut that out and listen to that calling within you. Listen to that voice. Be courageous, right? You are a powerhouse. You're a powerhouse. And those gifts that you have, that vision that you have, that dream that you have, you can bring that to life. You can like fan that flame and begin the fire. But it takes courage, because likely you're going to have to hack your way through the jungle, and it's not a well-worn path. So I know that's a lot of metaphors, but you get the point, I hope, that it might look different to what you're expecting, and that sometimes then we won't move forward because we think it's too different, or it's too hard, or that's not the way they do things, or reason after reason, excuse after excuse, a fear after fear. But if you have that calling, I believe it is there for a reason. So follow it, follow the breadcrumbs, and maybe it's just the first step. Maybe it's just the first step. Like, for example, what we are doing at the moment is my husband and I, and our four children are planning a world trip in 2025. And it's not a travel, it is a travel, but it's not a tourist world trip. We homeschool, and what we plan to do is base ourselves in one town, country for a month in one place, in an apartment or a house, whatever, for a month, and live in that place and literally go around the world. And that's all I know so far. Right, this is a big crazy thing. Like, this was not in the plans budget wise. This means that we would have to Airbnb our house or rent it out or sell it or something. Probably not sell but the point is that this dream came to me, and so now I believe it's my job to honor that and to start following that, to start. I don't know what it actually looks like. I don't know what the actual real purpose is. I believe there's a bigger purpose than us just traveling. I want to show my children, of course, how other people in the world live, because we live in a very, wealthy, Western, predominantly white society that, like, less than 1% is, they think this is the world, and it's like less than 1% of the population live like this. So I want them to experience the world. And I believe that's my responsibility to show them. And because of how our business and life is structured, we can do that. And so I believe we should. And I know there is going to be more to this story in terms of being impact driven. I also know that my business for the next 15 years or so, while I have children at home, is going to look pretty similar to what it is now, I believe. However, once my children are not at home, I have never said this like actually broadly, but I have always had this idea about an international vocational education school, I guess you might call it, and an idea to teach, to help people in other countries to start and build a business so that they can be self-sustaining and don't need charity. And I know there are lots of things that like this that exist, but now's not the time for me to do that, right? I know that now's not the time for me to do that. I know that one day I will be working internationally in vocational education of some description. I've always kind of been in vocational slash education realm here. And I am part of charities that, and on the board of charities that do work overseas in those areas. And I know that that will expand, but probably not for 15 years. So, and that's totally fine. And again, I don't know exactly what it will look like, but I have these are just like seeds of ideas that I know were given to me for a purpose, right? And I know that the ripple effect of these things can be so, like, I will not see in my lifetime the effect of those ripples. And that is so incredibly exciting to me, right? That what we do now, how we live our, 80-ish years on the planet, is really can really affect future generations, right? And it can really affect the people, like the decisions that we make now make a difference. And I want to make the most of my time here. I want to do all I can to get to the end and be really proud of the difference that I've made or the effort that I put in, the changes that I helped to create in people's lives. And that is what drives me. And I know that what that looks like now is going to be different to down the road. And I don't know exactly what that is going to look like, of course, and I shouldn't, right? I believe this is what life is like, that we have the torch. It's dark, we're walking along a path, and we have the torch, and we can see like a meter in front of us. And so that is our job, is to take that step, right? Just walk that bit down the path. And that as we go, then more things are illuminated and we can take the next right step. And that is, I believe that is our job. And so what that comes down to for me is those principles of ambition, of simultaneously pursuing ambition, motherhood, well-being, and impact in whatever way that looks like for us. And if motherhood is not part of your journey, and that's like that doesn't, then delete that one and go with ambition, well-being, and impact. Right? There's no right or wrong. You are more than welcome here if that is not part of your journey. If you are not a mother, or if you that is not what this is about. But for so many of us, we let that stop us or put a pause on what it is that we want to do. And I want to encourage those women who are experiencing that, or who've thought that, or have maybe thought that those barriers are on them, to realize that that is something that we are actually just putting on ourselves, and we don't need to do that. So that is why the podcast. And if that resonates with you, I invite you to follow along on the journey. I invite you to book a strategy call with me. If you are excited about the prospect of bringing this to life in your own life and you're not sure what the right next step is, book a call with me at elisewarren.com/consult. The link will be in the show notes. And I'm so excited for this next phase. I'm really excited for this next phase. And I hope you are too. I hope you are too. So thank you for being here. I appreciate you. I appreciate you so, so much. And I can't wait to continue this journey with you. All right. Lots of love.
Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. Two things before you go. If you have loved this episode, please grab your phone to subscribe and review the show. And if you are ready to make a power move in your business, book a free strategy call with me, and you will walk away with a 3-step action plan and a new fire in your belly. Book your call at annalisewarren.com/consult. The link is in the show notes. Have a fabulous week.